All right. Hello. Welcome to the second episode of Let's Make an NPC. We might make other things here, so in that case, I'll change the name slightly for those, but it's the Let's Make series. This is loosely inspired by Sly Flourish's Lazy GM prep show that he does on a weekly basis to prepare for his Sunday games. Although I'm not prepping for a whole session here, I am specifically creating a single NPC write-up at this point. And this is unscripted and relatively unedited. So it's going to be, shall we say, less professional than normal? But this isn't my day job, so I suppose none of this is professional. Anyway, today we are going to be making one of the first NPCs that I introduced in my current Cypher System campaign of Cogworld, Selwyd the Magnificent. And again, this is a character where I have a write-up for him. The write-up for him is, let's see, exactly three sentences. I'm going to have it be more than that. Now, I do have some art that I made in advance for this. For episode one, I didn't have art that I made in advance, so I retroactively put some art in there. So if you go back and see that episode, there is art for Dr. Plate. I didn't have that when I was recording that video. And this video has additional homes now. Well, singular. So it's always going to be an audio podcast that will always be over on AaronBSmith.com. The video originally is going to be uploaded to our Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. But additionally, I now have a PeerTube account. I didn't want one of the general use ones. So I did find one that is specific for gaming, and my application was approved. So it's going to be there now, and it's not going to be uploaded there first because I do want Patreon patrons to have that option, but it is also going to be on, one second, I need to make sure I get the name right because at the time I'm recording this, it's less than 24 hours old. There we go. I found it. It is over on tube.fediverse.games. So I am Crash over there. I actually got my username. I didn't have to be Crash the GM. So I'm happy about that. But yes, I made a Cogwheel channel on tube.fediverse.games where you can see the videos there by not subscribing to the Patreon. However, there is going to be a slight delay. Now, enough about that. Let's get into making Selwyd the Magnificent. I have my template here from last time. We are going to make a copy of this. I am using obsidian because I thoroughly enjoy using obsidian. It is a great way for me to organize everything. Does that mean that obsidian is necessary to do this? Heck no. No, it is not at all. However, it is something that makes it easier for my brain to manage. So that is why I'm using it. If you have a better way that works for you, I'm not going to knock it. So this character is Selwyd the Magnificent. That is his name. No last name on file. All right. Now, his level, I'm going to have him be level 2, which means his target number is going to be 6. Because target numbers are always multiplied by 3, unless they're not. Short description. I do have a very short description here that we are going to paste in and then modify. So what I have for him is he is a merchant, charlatan, snake oil salesman, and I wrote in town because these were my notes for episode 1. So yeah, we definitely need to change this. In episode 1, he was showing up at the town where the player characters started for the big celebration that was happening. He was there to make a quick profit because he could scam a lot of people and then be out of town before they realized that what he sold them was not very helpful at all. So yes, we do need to change this. We're going to say Selwyd is a charlatan and snake oil salesman who... How do we want to describe him? Actually, we're going to add species here. Because in this game setting that he's in, there's a wide variety of species. Matter of fact, I don't think any of the player characters are human. Yeah, I'm right. None of the player characters are actually human. So we are going to go with making sure that we're designating, hey, this NPC, this particular one, actually is a human. So there's a human charlatan and snake oil salesman who is happy to sell you a cure for what ails you, provided your problems are psychosomatic. All right, so let's see, what else can we say for him? He will always be well-dressed with a long black mustache and prematurely graying hair. In the campaign, he was fond of saying that the particular cure that he was selling at the time was a guaranteed cure what ails you, provided what ails you is not gray hair, because he does have gray hair. Now, his mustache is black. Facial hair tends to grow gray first. Ask me how I know. However, his mustache is black. The rest of his hair is gray. I have not addressed this in game, and I'm not going to address it on here either. Motive to make some coin, honestly, which for Selwyd means by not actually stealing. Spelled that right. Instead, just making false promises. Health, we are going to just have his health be the normal, which is target number times 3, so that will be 6. Damage inflicted, we are again going to say his damage is, we're going to say his damage is 2. He's not going to do a lot of damage. Armor is going to be 0. He's walking around with a tux. He's not heavily armored. Movement is going to be short. He's a human. He's not superpowered. Short is normal. Modifications. Persuasion tasks as if level 4. We're not going to make him be super, super powerful, but we are going to make him be a lot more than what you'd expect from a run-of-the-mill NPC at tier 1. Combat. So it would prefer to bargain his way out of any conflict, or failing that will run like heck. He is neither a lover nor a fighter. He is a fleer and bargainer. Okay, interaction, use, loot, and secrets. So for interaction, well, for use, actually, let's put the loot in here because... Actually, this isn't loot. We're going to copy this from my write-up. This is the last two sentences I had written. These are going to go back in the description. Cephal and Merlin, not spelled like the wizard, are Selwyd's two mules. They're his best friends. Cephal is the one on the left, regardless of which way you're facing. So, they're his best friends. However, he can't keep track of which one's which either. So, Cephal is always the one on the left. So, the loot, Selwyd... is always near his mule-drawn cart, a sturdy contraption with thick walls made mostly of cabinets and shelves for his merchandise. If I can spell merchandise correctly, there we go. His wares are all of mundane quality and are invariably food grade ingredients that have been mislabeled to make them appear more valuable. So in the game where I'm currently using this character, his wares are predominantly bottles of olive oil, but he's added in some flakes of red pepper to give them just a little bit of a kick so it doesn't just taste like olive oil. It's not going to kill you if you drink it, but unless you're constipated, it's not going to cure what ails you. So use and interaction. We need to put down the uses and interaction. Selwyd is happy to provide a lift to nearby towns as he commonly needs to relocate before people catch on. Let's see. I don't want that to be the only use. That is how I used him in the campaign. He was how the characters escaped the town from episode one. Spoilers. However, do I want him to also be available for fetch quests like I have for Plate? May also require someone to fetch not rare ingredients for his elixirs, using quotes there, so that it isn't obvious that he's the one using them. It's more obvious that he's selling olive oil with red pepper in it if people see him buying red pepper in bulk. If somebody else is buying red pepper in bulk, well, then it's not so obvious, is it? So, interaction, Selwood, most. Selwood approaches most conversations with a smile on his face and is happy to be haggled down to a reasonable price so long as the customer doesn't know how cheap. Let me click on this to give myself more room so I can see what I'm doing. The ingredients actually were. There we go. All right. So I've got name, level, short description, motive, health, damage inflicted, no armor, movement is short, modifications, combat, runs away, some interactions, use, loot, and now I need a secret or two for Selwood. So, wherever Selwood is encountered, he will not be from there. He will instead have encyclopedic, I think would be a good word to use here, encyclopedic knowledge of a distant land that he used to call home. All right, so that's our write-up for Selwood the Magnificent. I've already got my art ready for that. I'm going to upload all of these along with the video. So if you like these, let me know that you like them and I'll keep making them. Right now, I'm recording this the day after I recorded the first one. So I've gotten feedback from one person so far and they liked it. But let me know what you think also. So I am going to press the button to play myself out. If I can find that button. Here we go. All right. Thank you for tuning in and watching this. I'm Crash. I was not your GM this evening. Music that you're hearing right now is Bubble Machine by Drozerix. It's public domain. You can get that from modarchive.org. I take everything that I produce and put it over on aaronbsmith.com. And I'm also on the Fediverse. I've got more than one account, but the one for all the Cogwheel stuff is is.aaronbsmith.com/@Cogwheel. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/CogwheelGaming. And thank you to my illustrious patrons, Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus, Cindy. You help me get closer to breaking even. Right. Have fun.